Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about a new level or a higher level of thinking. A new level or a higher level of thinking. Now, why do I want to talk about this specifically? A new way or a higher level of thinking speaks specifically about allowing God into your mind space, allowing God to help you make decisions, allowing God to be part of your processing. This is something that I realize is so important because oftentimes as individuals, we get so excited about promises and we get excited about words, but we don't look at the holistic word. We don't look at, we will look at the benefits, but we will not look at the guidelines and the act of obedience and the disciplines that we need to put into play. And I'm going to tell you why this has become so important to me in recent days, because there was recently a situation where I needed to make a decision. And the decision was so important that I make the right decision. And of course, when we make decisions, there's always emotions attached to it. There's always feelings, there's history, there's experience. It's like you go through this entire journey of why must I make a new decision? And the thing with me is that I'm loyal to routines and I'm loyal to schedules. And so when you want to take me out of that, I almost get like this fright. And then I want to feel like or say to myself, but this is not God. This can't be God because I just got used to this thing. And for me, it's as deep as how can you make me used to something that I didn't want in the first place? And now you're telling me to change again. That is just me. Maybe nobody else in the whole wide world is like that. It could just be me, but I really dislike it when I struggled to take on something or to do something that I wasn't in agreement with, and I finally come to terms with it, and now I have to change again. So something similar to this happened to me recently, where I had to make a decision. In fact, as a family, we needed to make a decision and we needed to discuss what is God saying about this. Now, we know that the word that we got about this particular thing is that God gave the word, and God didn't just speak about the splendor of the word. He didn't just speak about the fact that this is the word and this is what you're going to experience and it's going to be all nice and it's going to be all good. That was not the entirety of the word, because oftentimes we get caught up in the beauty and the feeling and the splendor of a word that we forget that there's other aspects of the word which God did say it would be for this benefit and it would be for that benefit. And if you know God and if you've noticed something with God, God never just gives us a word just for the sake of giving us a word. He doesn't just give gifts for the sake of giving gifts. Everything has a purpose. And this is what I realized, that I needed to level up in terms of my mindset. Because when we level up and we say, you come, God, and you sit on my mind and you guide me and you are the one that leads me in the way that I should go, then suddenly decision-making becomes easier, because now you're not just looking at the glitz and the glamour of a prophetic word or a promise that is coming to you. Now you are also looking, is it aligned to the purpose of why the word was given to me? And this is one of the things that actually helped me through two of the most frustrating, maybe even three or four. I just know it was a long time. I actually can't even say how long it was, but frustrating weeks where a decision had to be made about something and I was in turmoil. I said to myself, but how are we going to do this? I couldn't sleep at night. Everything was. And when I look back, I think to myself, but it was actually easy. If you link whatever promise you get from God and you want to stay in that, but God now begins to change the method, or he changes the platform, or he says, you are still going to do what I asked you to do, but now I'm just changing the platform. Now I'm just changing the scenery. Then you go to the word and you begin to look at that word and say, but does where I am right now, does it align with the purpose of this word? And so many times, beloved, we find ourselves in places where we feel so confused and we don't really know what to do. And we find ourselves in a place where our minds feels like it's so stretched and so overwhelmed, and you literally have a headache and you don't know what to do. But it is all based on the fact that when we receive a word, we don't link it back to its purpose. A word always comes with purpose. When the word came to Mary that she would be pregnant, she would be a virgin that births a child, the purpose of that word came with it. It wasn't just that you were going to have a child. She couldn't just do anything that she wanted to with that child. Jesus wasn't given to her so that it would make her a mother and she could be like other women. Jesus was given to her with the purpose of her facilitating, carrying the words that were given to her to make sure that he becomes the savior of the world. So that was the purpose. And anything outside of that purpose that does not align to the word makes it invalid. So when we begin to make a decision and God begins to come and disrupt and he begins to bring changes to our decision, to where we find ourselves, and our comfort and what we are so used to. And he says, I want to take it up a notch. And we say, but surely that can't be God. Always look at what is the purpose of the change. If the purpose is still aligned to the word, then you know that God is in it. And this was a great lesson for me, because I had to realize this particular thing, that the enemy is constantly after the word. Whatever word you have received as a child, whatever word you have received yesterday, today, tomorrow you will receive, whatever you have received years back, the enemy is after the word. So what does he do? He takes the very word that you have received and he goes out of his way to bring confusion. Because when we are confused in our emotions, in our soul realm, we will not always make the right decision. You see, God can say to you that you must go to Cape Town. And if he says to you, go to Cape Town, and you're in Cape Town for a season, and God, but Cape Town was linked to a purpose. And now suddenly God is saying, but Cape Town, going to Cape Town, now you need to move out of the central Cape Town and maybe go to a little bit of the outskirts. And now you're feeling like it is not God. And the reason why is probably because you forgot about the purpose. Maybe the purpose is that you will affect the region. And what does the region speak about? The region doesn't speak about one specific location. It speaks about the entirety of that area. And so what I'm trying to say today is that there may be things in your life that you need to move on from. There may be things in your life that requires a tweaking or a shift. And it could be God. Because remember, it was the Spirit of God, it was the Holy Spirit that led Jesus into the wilderness. It was not Satan. He encountered Satan in the wilderness. And many times when things don't seem to make sense to us, we cut off things that's supposed to propel us and move us forward in God, and we make it seem and sound like it is not God. And this is the lesson that I came across in the last couple of weeks. I needed to go back to the purpose. You see, a prophetic word without purpose can never be from God, because then I am just going on my own emotions and I'm going on my own feel and my own perceptions. And that is the thing that we need to get away from. Beloved, it is so important that you pray about everything. And this decision, it required so much prayer. It required so much meditation. It required me studying and looking at myself, my motives. It required me looking at every single thing around me to make sure that I am okay. Now, oftentimes, we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to go through a process of even analyzing ourselves because it's too much work. And sometimes, let's be honest, we actually want what we want. And if we're going to hear God, then God is just going to spoil all our fun. So my encouragement for you today is to not just run with a word. Run with a word that has perspective. Run with a word that has purpose. Most of all, purpose. Because God always gives a word with purpose, meaning that the word is given and it is sent to a specific place, or it is sent to have a specific outcome. And if that outcome is not realized, then we are off track. I don't know what decisions you need to make. I don't know where you find yourself. You may be in a place where you feel overwhelmed, but just take a couple of steps back and revisit. Does the thing that you are holding on, has it maintained its purpose or has it lost its purpose? Because sometimes God will shake us out of a place of comfort because the thing that he told us to do, we lost purpose. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that my mind is your mind and I submit my will to you. From today, I ask that you would guide me and you would deliver me from any evil intentions that I may have for self-gratification. I speak life over myself and I pray, O God, that I will hear you clearly concerning everything I do. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week again. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.